Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
We're here at the Inter Celtique Festival in Brittany, France, and I'm talking to two as yet little known pipers, Ilya Salgado from Galicia.
Hello.
And from Ireland, Ronan Doherty.
Hi.
So, how did you get started?
There's been music in my family for as long as I can remember. I learned the tin whistle when I was six, and then, after a year, my father bought me my first set of pipes, but it was an uncle who gave me lessons.
I was five when I started. I learned by ear from my father, imitating him like it's always been done. When I was 10, he started putting me in for competitions.
Who have been your musical influences?
Well, Mila Doiro, who started it all, and Carlos Núñez, who really put Galician music on the map. But my greatest inspiration has got to be players like Susanna Saivarne and Cristina Pato, for showing that women can be out there just as much as the men.
Mm-hmm. Ronan?
All the obvious names, really. Paddy Keenan from the Bothy Band, Liam O'Flynn, Davy Spillane, who I met recently, though I didn't get to play with him.
What sort of places do you play?
Well, in Dublin, you're spoilt for choice these days. And I have family out in Westport, County Mayo. I'm always there in the holidays, so I often go along and sit in on sessions at Molloy's.
Ilya, I know you've started writing your own stuff. How would you categorise your music?
It's always based on the traditional repertoire, but I try to incorporate other Celtic influences as well. And the people I play with are no longer just from my corner of Europe. We have Irish, Cuban and Brazilian guys that come into the group. And so that gets reflected in the music I write.
Ronan, what has been your best gig so far?
Performing at the International Bagpipe Festival in Strachanice last year. The crack was amazing, and the chance to get together with guys from other traditions. Czechs, Breton pipers, Bulgarians, some incredible sounds, really.
Mm-hmm. Ilya, what advice would you give to other women wanting to take up the pipes?
Now is definitely the time. There's a whole new generation coming through. Even though women pipers are still a minority, there's much more acceptance than there was. Nearly half the bagpipe students in Galicia now are girls.
Mm. Where can we hear you playing next? Have you got many gigs lined up?
I'm doing a series of dates with the band in the west of Ireland and then going over to Holland and Germany next March.
I've got a few concerts in Galicia next month and then I'll be in Zamora in Spain for a week.
Great. Thanks very much. And to play us out, you're going to do a traditional muñeira followed by a reel.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.